Guess who's back? Back again. Deacon's back. Tell a friend. This is the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7. It's Rivalry Week, Bomber Nation. The Harrison Golden Goblins are going to welcome us to town this evening, Friday at 7 p.m. as the rivalry is renewed once again. We've already played Harrison in a couple events this year. We've played him a couple times in golf. I believe we've won all of them. We have played them in volleyball. We beat them in straight sets, and I believe that's it so far. We haven't played them in junior high. We hadn't played them in anything else, but it's always a fun rivalry. Can't wait to make the trip there. Be sure to tune in on the Bomber Sports Network or online at KTLO.com or Classic Hits 101.7 on your radio dial. Be sure to download the Mountain Home Athletics app. You could watch the game on there. You can watch it there. You can also check out the team's roster. You see, hey, number 12 made a heck of a play there. Who is that? It's Dawson Dunlap. It's on the roster right there on the Mountain Home Athletics app. Quick recap of the previous week. Boy, the Bombers took care of business in their rivalry game, taking down the West Plains Zizzers 43-21. Now, the score was not indicative of how the game went. West Plains finally got some stuff going toward the end of the game, but for all intents and purposes, it was not particularly close as the Bombers go home with the Battle of the Border trophy. It's a big old trophy. It's a good-looking trophy. I'm glad we get to keep that for at least one more year. We'll head back to West Plains next year, see if we can take it back home with us. Other things in action, Lady Bomber Volleyball suffered their first loss the other night. They'll bounce back. That was a really, really solid Greene County Tech team that they played. You know, they played really good. They got good athletes up front. I mean, that's just a blip on the radar. They will be on the road next week as they'll take on Batesville, and then they won't be back home for another week as they will welcome Brooklyn to town that following Monday. So big things coming up there. The Bomber golf team is 49-4. This is a team that could go win 5A in golf, honestly. I mean, they're really good from top to bottom. Cody Cormackin is putting up insane numbers. He is consistently shooting pretty far under par. Every time I see him, his score is starting with a 70, and it's not 79 or even 75. It's in the low 70s fairly consistently into the high 60s as well. Bomber tennis team, they continue their run. The dominant doubles pairing of Pierce Blackman and Finley Chaffetz still taking care of business. Noah Rechtenwald and his partner Strat Smith also take care of business as they went over to Jonesboro. They've made a bunch of trips over Northeast Arkansas. You're going to keep up with them. They're getting closer and closer to conference and state in golf and tennis. It's within a month or so. So we'll keep up trade with them. Lady Bomber golf team, all three of our golfers, best scores of the year. Ashley Smith, Abby Edens, and Anna Torres, they had their best scores of the year against Melbourne as they came out victorious the other day over at Cooper's Hawk in Melbourne. Good job by those ladies. And cross country, right around the corner. They're going to get cranked up here in a couple weeks. We saw they had a big article written about them by Arkansas Mile Split. There's going to be very few or far between teams that will be able to put up the numbers that our cross-country boys will this year. They were already really good last year. They had a really good piece, and J.R. Free comes over this year, was in the district, went out of the district, came back to the district. A lot of good pieces. It's going to be an exciting team to keep up with, and you can keep up with all these teams on the Mountain Home Athletics app. Go to mhbombersports.com, and then you can tune into athletic live streams on there as well, and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. We're going to take a short little break. Steve Airey is going to be in the studio in just a moment. This is the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7.
KTLO.com/sports is your source for local sports. In addition to our daily sports stories, check out the sports page by going to KTLO.com/sports for schedules and conference standings for high school teams from the area, as well as national stories from ABC. Your one stop for sports, KTLO.com/sports.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7, getting you closer and closer to tip-off against the Harrison Golden Goblins. That'll take place at 7 o'clock tonight. We got a big guest this week. Coach Steve Airey's in the house, man. Coach?
Did you want to call that tip-off or kick-off?
Kick-off. Did I call it kick-off or tip-off?
You called it tip-off.
I called it tip-off. That's what, hey, you know, I got to remember so many sports. It's good. It will be kick-off at 7 p.m. At FS Garrison Stadium. You worked there for a year. I always forget that.
Yeah, I was down there for 6 months, working with Coach Wells and Coach Keelan and Coach Henderson.
So this is your fifth year here. You spent a year over there. How long were you at West Plains?
7 years.
Yeah, that's – you did a lot over there. I think, what, your first year you went over, and then you're knocking out 9-10 win seasons?
Yeah, we went 0-10, then we went 3-7, and then we won conference our third year.
Yeah, that's.
And then we start rolling pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You said you ran to pretty much the same team in the regional, or is that district that you ran into that knocked you out of the playoffs? It seemed
Yeah, there was a powerhouse over there called Webb City, Missouri.
That's right.
And that's who we kept getting in draws. Mm-hmm. Kind of like getting hold of Greenwood. You know what I mean? They had a real good, rich tradition, and they got multiple state championships.
Yeah, it's like I always tell people, like, I always love what Greenwood does because it's like watching an SEC team, but it's like, you know, if you took out Greenwood, then it'd be, you know, be a whole lot better competition. But
yeah, they're a little cut above the rest right now,
but they've been like that for long as I can remember.
Yeah,
and they're probably as good as they've ever been. But enough about Greenwood. We'll talk about them later in the year. So before West Plains, you were at Willow Springs, right?
Mountain Grove.
That's right. That's how long were you there?
7 years.
Uh huh. So you about 7 years there, seven at West Plains, and that was that the first stop or
Willow Springs was the first stop.
I knew there was one in the middle there. So were you head coach the whole time and all those stops except for at Harrison?
My first 5 years at Willow Springs, I was not the head coach. I was an assistant, and then I took that program over, and I don't know. I was head coach for 11 years maybe, something like that.
Yeah,
and then I've been head at Mountain Grove, head at West Plains, and went retired out of Missouri.
Uh-huh.
Went to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your role at Harrison? Were you just—
I was the freshman coach.
Okay.
Junior high coach.
Working with your good buddy Greg Crow.
He was out when I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was there.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. He was out when I was there.
Okay.
And so I coached 1 year with freshman ball, and
that's
got the opportunity to be a head coach again. That was good.
I have to laugh every time, every Friday when I see you and Greg's interview on XL7. It's like he could win 55-0. And say, gosh, T-Con, we just stunk that night. But that's good. You want that. That's an expectation you have around
that's
here.
That's an expectation.
That's like last week, you know, we had the big hamper when Haney got hurt. But there's a lot of nights, you know, I'll see like, man, I know we won, right? I mean, but you think like we put up 43 points. You won by, it was almost a turbo clocking, but there were still things you got to clean up. And that's just an expectation.
Yeah, you want to play well every Friday night, and complacency is, I'm like Coach Crow in that area. I've got to learn to enjoy winning a lot more than I do, but at the same time, there's no complacency. There's always room for improvement, and you're always finding the things that need to be worked on, because at the end of the day, you want to win them all.
That's right. I think that's pretty much the goal for everybody, but you know, we got 10 of these, and then hopefully a lot more after that, but you want to win them all. So kind of tell us just how this conference looks now. It's still, we're in the West, but there's a few new faces and some old faces. You have Siloam, you have Van Buren, you have the usual suspects, Greenwood, Russellville, Lake Hamilton. Shiloh is a new name in the conference. What do we know a lot about them? We always have one private school in the conference. We can't go without, I guess, but that's the new dog that's moved up.
We don't know much about them.
Uh-huh.
I have not watched any tape on them other than what I've seen in other games from years ago. Mm-hmm. So, no, I really don't know much about them.
So, it's, you know, we lose Pulaski Academy, Little Rock Christian. They went up to 7A with the competitive balance factor, I believe is what it's called. And they should do fine up there, but you still keep the big dog Greenwood, and then it's the same eight teams out east. So, it's 6A is really, you don't want to say like fighting for second, but it really feels like that with how good Greenwood is. But are there any teams that you just have circled on the calendar? I know you said you just want to beat them all at the steak dinner, but are there any you're just like, man, I can't wait to play them?
No.
It's all about the
same.
For
me personally, they're all the same for me. Our goal, I try to take my goal and make it our goal, is we want a winning record. We want 8, 9, 10 wins. We want to be in a semifinal game and not playing Greenwood in the second round. We need a home playoff game. But we got to take care of business on a weekly basis and not drop the ball. And that's kind of my mindset. Let's be ready for this game, and let's not talk about anybody else. And that's how I feel, because every game's the most important one at that time.
Mm-hmm. So before you came here and before you were part of one of the longest-running rivalries, I believe this is the 78th edition of it, they've played it every year since Bomber football was in recorded history in 1947. Have you been a part of a rivalry like this anywhere?
You know, when
not necessarily of this size, but of this just—it's just pure hate on both sides.
Yeah, when we was at Willow Springs and West Plains used to play each other, and they're 15 miles down the road. Mm-hmm. They absolutely despised each other.
Yeah.
West Plains got the bulk of the wins. They were the bigger school of the two, and I remember one year we went down there. We were 0-5 and beat them. I was an assistant coach, but we were 0-5 and beat them. And that's what rivalry games bring out. They bring out the best in you. You know, when there's kids didn't go bowling together, they didn't go to the movies together, they didn't even go to each other's towns. They hated each other. So, but yeah, I would say this is pretty big.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, I hear about all different kinds of rivalries across the state. You know, probably the biggest one's Benton and Bryant when they play at the Salt Bowl. I mean, they pretty much pack in 10,000-20,000 people when they play at War Memorial. But outside of that one, you have, you know, West Memphis, Marion. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Fayetteville, Bentonville, like that. But there's I don't see another rivalry like this one. Because it's you see it all through town. There's all kinds of Beat Harrison signs. The other side's the same way, too.
Yeah. You know, I've always when I went to Harrison, they said it wasn't a rival.
Yeah.
And we come over here and we say it is a rival, but it's definitely amping up for sure. I would call it a rival.
You know, I've always known. It's a rival because we're, you know, last year was the first time we beat them, I think, in 11 years. Well, before last year, I was a senior in high school the last time we beat them in football, and I was 28 years old at the time when we beat them last year. But, you know, it's the closest school of similar size to us in the state. You know, West Plains is about the same distance away, but just state-wise, I mean, it's always been everyone kind of knows each other. You see the same families growing up through both cities that are, you know, the dads played against each other, maybe baseball or football, then their sons played against each other, and their sons played against each other. So it's been a lot of the same repeating names over and over, but it's fun. It never goes too far, though. I've always appreciated that. You know, you hear about all these fights that break out and everything, but, you know, the last 20, 25 years, it's cooled out to where it's just, we're going to figure this out on the field.
Yeah.
So
that's the way it should be. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah. What I've discovered, football is just fun, man. So before you got into coaching, where did you go to high school?
Went to Thayer, Missouri.
That's right. Go Bobcats.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So you always said, tell me you were the point guard, you were the running back. You told me this story. You were telling Drew Haney this, that your first snap, your sophomore year, you got hurt.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was, I think you said it was no gain on that.
It was no gain. It was
you didn't even get positive yardage.
It was a double break and a dislocated ankle. My ankle was sitting off to the side like his was. It was real similar type of deal.
And then you also played basketball. Did you play anything else?
Played baseball and ran track.
God, dude. I could see that. But what'd you do in track?
I was a sprinter and a hurdler back when they had low hurdles. Because, high hurdling in my future.
I see our hurdlers, and then I'll see, like, they just had the Olympics this year. I'll see those. I mean, those are tall. Those are up to people's waist.
Yeah, we had low hurdles, and that was my individual event, and I ran all the relays, and sometimes I run the 200.
Were you in baseball?
Pitcher and a center fielder.
Okay. Yeah, Crow might have you beat in baseball, though. I remember he played. Has he ever told you about how stacked his baseball team was when he was in high school? He played with Basil Shabazz and Torrey Hunter. And he was, I want to say, one of them was a year older than one. The other one was like 2 years younger. But he was right smack dab in the middle. But, I mean, you see that a lot now. You have a bunch of kids that are playing multiple sports like that.
Yeah.
But you don't see kids playing four sports like that.
Yeah, we would do baseball practice and then do our track workout after baseball practice. But then you'd miss. I don't know that we caught every track meet. They tried to schedule them where they weren't on the same days, you know, baseball and track. But they've since, you know, they got rid of their track program. I think they're trying to bring it back. But, you know, it is when you're a school that small, you only got so many athletes.
Yeah, because they're not just the biggest school in the world. I know that a big rivalry for them is Mammoth Spring.
Yeah.
So that at least in hoops and baseball, because Mammoth's never had football. But I never realized how close those two towns were, because I went there a couple years ago, and there's literally a highway that divides the two towns. And I was thinking it was a couple more miles. But so after you get done at Thayer, you went off to, where did you go to college?
Central Methodist.
That's right. That's right.
And NAIA program.
Uh-huh. And did you play there?
Played 4 years at running back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. I thought it was Central Missouri, Central Methodist, or somewhere. But when did the light click on that you wanted to coach?
My sophomore year, when I was laying in that cast, like mm-hmm. Drew Haney is right now, mm-hmm. I was in that cast, and I mean, I was just heartbroken. I got to watch all my guys play 10 games, mm-hmm. and that's when I figured out how much I love the game, mm-hmm. when you got to sit and watch it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, from then on, I approached it a whole different way. I mean, I knew I loved it, and that was kind of the eye-opener for me that that's kind of what I wanted to do. And then I hated school, didn't want to go to college, so I went to college, dropped out, hated it, mm-hmm. and thought, well, I guess I can do this if it means being a coach. Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to find jobs and make ends meet, mm-hmm. and I didn't like any of them, so I said, I'm gonna go ahead and coach. I love football.
That's one thing that it's hard to wrap. It's hard for you know, kids in high school and even athletes in college for them to wrap their mind around is it doesn't matter how good you are, that ball's going to stop spinning at some point. That ball's going to stop rolling for you, at least at a competitive level. So you have to try to not only prepare for that, but try to find other outlets, which you have for the last, what is this year, 20, are you in the 30s yet coaching?
It's 37.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years.
I'm an old dude.
Hey, I saw a picture of you your first year here. You look exactly the same. So it might be the hair. You might change the hair a little bit. but that's an interesting perspective. So I mean, if you think that you know you don't get hurt there, do you think you get into coaching?
I don't know.
Because you know, I know that's a you hate what is, but that's a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah. So I never experienced that. Some kids are burnt out when they're senior or whatever. They're burnt out. I didn't get burned out. My junior year, my fire got stoked, mm-hmm. and I went all the way through college, and I mean, I love going to practice every day. Mm-hmm. I just
grind.
A lot of players hate practice. I loved practice. Mm-hmm. So
that's you never really think about that. So I mean, it was almost. You know, you missed a season, but a blessing in disguise.
Yeah,
I guess because it gave you a pathway, and it kind of shortened the path for you to figure out. I want to go do this.
It's funny. We was at our mentor meetings today, and Zach Hutchins was there, and we're talking about what doing questions and answers mm-hmm. and all this, and everything evolves around money, and everybody's mm-hmm. chasing the dollar right now, mm-hmm. and. That's what all our guys want is money, money, money. Mm-hmm. And I never was like that. I just want to be happy, happy, happy. Mm-hmm. Fun, fun, fun.
Oh, yeah. That's about how I operate. You know, it's one of those. We work in a line of work where it ain't the highest paying thing in the world.
No.
I mean, there's doctors out there. There's city officials. There's all kinds of other things that are, you know, make 10 times what we do. But it's all about we want to have it's something fun and we want to impact people's lives. Yeah, at least that's what I've noticed.
I enjoy being around the kids. They make me feel young. Mm-hmm. They probably look at me like I'm just, why don't he get out of here, Grandpa? But anyway, I just love kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Still got a little old school in me. They probably need somebody a little bit younger, but those old traditional values, there's not many.
It's hard
to beat. There's not many old guys around anymore. They're stuck with one right here.
I see, because, you know, our sideline is always on, of course, our side when I'm at home, but I look on the other sideline, and it seems like 90% of the time it's a young guy. He's got a fade haircut. He's about 120 pounds, just new school guy. But there's not many guys that they're not football coaches. You know, they're not just put their hand in the ground and just get after you.
See me and Coach Ack limping up and down the sidelines. Knees are all worn out. Hips are all worn out.
So how did you get – Coach Ackland's another big name. He's someone that had a lot of success in Missouri. How did you guys get connected here? Was it just you – I know you guys knew each other, but did that all just fall perfectly?
He – you know, we played against each other for years. Mm-hmm. And so we got to know each other, and we had a mutual respect for each other. But he was right at the end of the rope of his Missouri, you know, retirement mm-hmm. time. And this came open, and he kind of just jumped on it when I said – hey, he said, I like Mountain Home. He said, mm-hmm. I'd like to live there. And anyway, we just kind of planned it out that
It was kind of like
try to get him on because it was about time for him to leave Missouri too.
Yeah. What do you think about how everything kind of came together? It's like the stars aligned because you had Acklin here and Ryan Mallett just happened to have a house on the lake here that he was a lot, and I guess you guys reached out and said, hey, why don't you come coach a little bit? And you bring him in, and then you have a bunch of good pieces coaching-wise. Coach Cutt, who's been – seems like he's been coaching for 1,000 years here at Mountain Home. Coach Hendricks, another one. He's been here – I think this is year 10. But you have a lot of just really good coaches, a lot of good dudes on your staff from 7 through 12. I mean, you have a guy that coached almost, what, 35 years, Tom Martin, coaching your 7th grade.
Yeah, I've been fortunate in the sense that that's one of the things I try to do is surround myself with good coaches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a one-man gang. I'm not smart enough to be a one-man gang. And I try to surround myself with a lot of good people and a lot of good kids, and good mm-hmm. things are going to happen if you can just get things flowing in that direction.
Mm-hmm. That's like anything. You do things right, you know, eventually it'll fall in place and fall your way.
Yeah.
So you got to – you know, you got this Harrison game coming up here. You got a really good slate of non-conference games. So it's really hard to get games up here non-conference-wise. You know, either we're too far away, it wouldn't make someone better, or it'd be someone that, you know, which isn't a good matchup. How did you get hooked up? Obviously, you had the West Plains connection, but Rolla, Missouri is coming to town. I don't think we've ever played Rolla.
It was weird. Something happened in Missouri last year. Everybody gripes anymore till they get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of bottom feeders in conferences that were looking to dummy their schedules down and didn't have the opportunity to do that. So anyway, it just kind of happened that a lot of schools, conferences blew up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were open and looking for games.
Because up in Missouri,
some of the teams couldn't even find a conference to get into.
Yeah.
So they were just open every week. Trying to find somebody different every week. You want a conference schedule so you know you got somebody to play.
Yeah.
But I got lucky, and most of the conferences, you know, are going to go the latter half of the season,
mm-hmm.
you know, week 3 through 10 or whatever. And some teams were open early. Luckily, mm-hmm. West Plains and Rolla, because I don't know what we were going to get out of Arkansas. You know, it's just hard to find a game. You're exactly right.
I want to say, and I could be very incorrect here, I want to say Rogers Heritage was like the only team that called us or something, or we saw it too late or something like that, but I know they ended up picking Siloam. But we got, like, nothing trying to get someone in state. Now, the other thing is, anyone that we would want to play, you know, they're off playing in Texas, Oklahoma. I don't know of another state that plays out-of-state opponents as much as Arkansas does, because it seems like everybody out east is going to play in the Boot Hill. They're going to play Tennessee teams or Northwest Arkansas. They're playing Oklahoma. They're playing in Kansas. I mean, last week, there were a bunch of games of just Arkansas schools playing out-of-state.
Yeah, it's you're kind of in a 4-state, 5-state area
mm-hmm.
as far as the border goes. And anyway, you get a hold of some of these guys like a Greenwood or whatever, and mm-hmm. ain't nobody wants to play them. They're going to have to go someplace else and play, which I think they had a home game. But there's a lot of teams got out-of-state games.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, just nobody wants to travel.
Because mm-hmm. we're up in our own little bubble up here. Before we let you go, how much have you seen not just from a student standpoint, how much have you seen just the culture change around football in Mountain Home since the day you got here to today?
Oh, it's turned around tremendously. I was fortunate when I first came in here. I had a real hungry class,
mm-hmm.
so they worked really hard, and I'm not going to downplay their effort and their passion for the mm-hmm. game. But at the same time, I feel like we've just grown as a community, as a school, as a town, as a football team. You kind of ball it all up and stick it in a mixing bowl, and it's just a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's kind of evolved, you know. And it's trickled into our culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our numbers have grown, our bodies have grown.
Mm-hmm. Crowds have grown.
Crowds have grown. You know, we got a new weight room.
Mm-hmm.
We have nice things. We have nice things. You know, our kids hadn't had, our junior high kids hadn't had a new jersey in 20 years.
Yeah.
And they got some jerseys a few years back, and I don't know. We just, everybody's kind of taking care of each other around here, and football's become important, where when I got here, it just didn't seem like it was very important. It was kind of the bottom feeder program of the town, I think, and bottom feeder program of the school.
It was a program people were hungry for it to be good. They were wanting, because, you know, they always talk about the 2006 team like it's the 86 Bears. You know, it's like, man, this team could go and all this, but it's like night and day compared to what it was, and you know, it starts with you.
Well, I'd love to take some credit for it, but I can't hardly do it. I mean, I've reached out to everybody from when I got in here. It was Mike Stockton and Clay Patterson helped me kind of do this, and we got that auction going, got some auction dollars. We got our community on our back. Mm-hmm. When it becomes important to the parents, it becomes important to the kids because they're going to make sure their kids are active and involved. Mm-hmm. And we've tried to come up with a theme night every Friday night where we got people in the bleachers. Mm-hmm. You know, having a nice home atmosphere is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And we got us a heck of a radio guy right now, / announcer, I mean. Mm-hmm. He's good. Yeah, brings a little juice to the crowd.
Yeah, that stadium guy's pretty good.
Anyway, you're part of it too, Decon. Don't you think you're not, man?
Oh, yeah.
I've done nothing but just – I've done a really good job. I'll pat myself of just surrounding myself with good people.
Mm-hmm. Start from top to bottom, man.
You can't leave out your admin, man. Mitch Husky's got my back.
He's the man. He's
Doc Long. Doc Long had my back and helped me get through this. And the torch gets passed down. Now you know you guys like – yeah, you guys like – Our Mighty Mites are active. Mm-hmm. Brad Coleman's really active, and he's puts together a good team.
Yeah. Coach, I'm going to let you go here. We got a game to prepare for, but appreciate the time, and let's go Bombers.
Let's go. Go Bombers.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap things up here on the Bomber Buzz on Classic Hits 101.7.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz, well, I think you could say Friday's a pretty big one. I've seen all the Beat Harrison signs around town. I've seen the posts on social media. I've seen just a lot of hype around this game. It's going to be a fun atmosphere over in Harrison. It's always a fun atmosphere regardless of where the game's at, whether it's basketball, baseball, football, volleyball. It's always a lot of fun to go play in this rivalry game over there. The Bombers will be looking to win at Harrison for the first time since 2012. Of course, that was the last time before last year that the Mountain Home Bombers defeated the Goblins of Harrison. It should be a really good game. You know, Harrison, Coach Airy kind of gave us a little preview in that, but he's also told me, you know, they're pretty big up front. You know, they're real picky about how they do stuff. They're going to try to matriculate the ball down the field. But, you know, I think we have a lot of great athletes sprinkled around the field. So it could be very similar to how West Plains played. You know, they're going to have guys that really look the part. But it's all going to depend on, you know, when that ball kicks off and when the lights get bright and all that stuff. So, I mean, you can see someone looks good in warm-up and then, you know, kind of like West Plains. You look at West Plains and you're like, whoa, they got a few really good pieces. And then suddenly it's kind of a blowout. But I don't think it'll be a blowout. I think, of course, the Bombers will win, I think, on Friday. It should be an excellent game. Make the trip out. You still got time. You still got time. Only a 45-minute drive. Parking might be a little bit of an issue, but that's okay. You'll get there. If you can't make it, we'll have it online for you on the Bomber Sports Network, mhbombersports.com. If you happen to make the trip, and hopefully you're already on your way, the Boom Squad has elected to do a whiteout if you would like to join them. You know, wear white, wear Bomber apparel, wear your Beat Harrison shirts, whatever, wear whatever when you go over there. Just make sure you're with us there, 7 p.m. at FS Garrison Stadium. the campus of Harrison, Arkansas. It should be a great game. Can't wait to see how it goes. Then the Bombers are off next week. They do not have a game. They will play Rolla the following week. Next week, it's a moderately light week. We have Lady Bomber Volleyball Tuesday. They will take on the Batesville Pioneers. You can catch that one on the Bomber Sports Network. You can join myself on the call for that one. But Brad and Tobias are going to be on the other side of this break, getting things ready here at kickoff from FS Garrison Stadium. It is the Mountain Home Bomber football team taking on Harrison. We will catch you guys next week. This has been this week's edition of the Bomber Buzz here on Classic Hits 101.7.